Clerk will call the roll. Barker. Barnhart. Berger. Beyer. Bonamici. Boone. Boquist. Bruin. Buckley. Burley. Butler. Cameron. Cannon. Clem. Cowan. Dallum. Dingfelder. Chris Edwards. David Edwards. Esquivel. Flores. Galizio. Garrard. Gelzer. Gilliam. Gilman. Gerard. Greenlick. Hannah. Holvey. Hunt. Jensen. Comp. Kotek. Krieger. Crummel. Lim. McPherson. Maurer. Minnis. Morgan. Nathanson. Nelson. Nolan. Olson. Reed. Richardson. Riley. Roblin. Rosenbaum. Schaffler. Scott. Shields. Greg Smith. Patty Smith. Thatcher. Tomei. Wisnet. Witt. Mr. Speaker. Excused. 2. Galizio, Richardson, excused for business. Esquivel, Jensen, Nathanson, Nolan.
Flags will be led by Representative Peter Buckley.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
The opening ceremony will be presented by Shahzad Elahi from Pakistan. He is chairman of the Standing Committee, Housing and Urban Development of the Government of Punjab. So it is a delight to have you with us today.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. I would like to read one verse in the Bible.
Revelation chapter 5, verse 9 and 10. And they sang a new song. You are worthy to take the scroll and to open its seals, because you were slain, and with your blood you purchased men for God, from every tribe and language and people and nation. You have made them to be kingdom and priests to serve our God, and they will reign on earth. Amen.
Aye, ab hum apne sar ko jhukaye.
Come, let's bow down our heads in prayer.
Aur khudaon Yeshu ki huzuri ko mehsoos kare.
Let's feel the presence of Jesus Christ here.
Kyunki hukumatein khuda ki taraf se hain.
All the laws are from the God.
اور خداوند چاہتا ہے کہ وہ انسانوں کی بھلائی کرے.
God thinks he wanted to do good to the people.
اور وہ انسانوں میں ہی سے چن لیتا ہے کہ وہ انسانوں کی خدمت کرے.
He raises people from the people so that they can serve people.
جیسے کہ آپ لوگوں کو خدا نے چنا ہے کہ آپ انسانیت کی بھلائی کریں.
God has chosen you so that you can serve people and take care of people.
Hum dua karte hain ke khudam khudaya ye house jo bhi kanoon saazi kare, jo bhi legislation kare, wo tere naam ke jalal ke liye ho aur insaniyat ki bhalai ke liye ho.
Dear God, we pray that whatever legislations happens here, let it be useful for the people and let it be uplifting for the poor people in the downtrodden people.
اور خداوند یسوع مسیح کا جلال آپ لوگوں میں ظاہر ہو.
Let God's presence be with you all.
کیونکہ دنیا کی نگاہیں آپ کی طرف ہیں, کیونکہ دنیا سمجھتی ہے کہ خدا نے آپ کو چنا ہے اور آپ امن کے سفیر ہیں اور آپ پوری دنیا میں امن قائم کرنے کے لیے نکلے ہیں.
It is because all the people of the world look up to you because they have, God has chosen you as an authority over them so that you can serve them and you can give a good life to them. And you are authorized by Heavenly Father God.
ہم دعا کرتے ہیں کہ خدم خدا جو بھی قانون سازی یہ ہاؤس کرے اس میں تیرا جلال ظاہر ہو. اور میں خاص طور پر دعا کرتا ہوں جو امریکن فورسز پوری دنیا میں امن کے لیے نکلے ہیں ان کو خدا مندہ بحفاظت اپنے ملک میں لا, اور پوری دنیا میں امریکہ جو ہے وہ امن قائم کرنے میں کامیاب ہو.
We pray to God that you, whatever amendments you make, let it be useful for the poor and needy. And we also pray for the armed forces of United States, let for their safety, and let American star rise above everything.
میں دعا کرتا ہوں اس ہاؤس کے اسپیکر کے لیے اور سارے ممبران کے لیے کہ خدا ان تم نے توفیق دے, ہمت دے کہ ان سب میں فردن فردن تیرا جلال ظاہر ہو, اور یہ سب نہ کہ اپنے نام کی بڑائی کے لیے بلکہ خداوند یسوع مسیح کے نام کی بڑائی کے لیے کام کریں.
لارڈ وی پرے فار سینیٹرز اینڈ اسپیکر آف دا ہاؤس. لارڈ گیو دم اسٹرینتھ and power so that they can rule people justly and they amend laws justly so that it will be useful for the people who are poor and needy, Lord.
In the name of Jesus, Amen.
We pray in the name of Jesus Christ, Amen. Amen.
Mr. Lai is a guest of Representative Andy Olson.
Courtesies, Representative Olson.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. Colleagues, just to share a little bit with you this morning, and I want to take a moment because I really do want to paint a picture for you here with both the gentlemen who were up the dais with the speaker just now. But Shahzad Elahi is an engineer in Pakistan. And he, 4.5 years ago, became a member of the parliament in the assembly in Pakistan. He's assigned to housing, urban development, public health engineering. He's chair on those committees. He is a manager with Sharab Factory, which is located in the city of Lahore, Pakistan. He's married and has a daughter that's 8 years old. Now, over there are 341 members to the assembly. There are 9 members that are born-again Christians. Shahzad is one of those 9. He's helped secure some land for Pastor Anwar to help build a church for the Christian community. And there's an extreme amount of discrimination going on over there right now toward the Christian faith. He has been instrumental in getting a grant for the Pong Life Ministry Center, $5.6 million there in Lahore. But he comes here with a heart to share, and I think you just heard. His name, Shahzad, is interesting talking with him. Elahi, I asked what that meant. It actually means, Shahzad means prince, and Elahi, naturally, Elohim, Hebrew, but Pakistan means God, so Prince of God. To help him this morning, Ravi Andrew helped him with interpretation. He is also an engineer with Intel and has been up in Hillsboro for 7 years. But welcome them, and thank you very much.
Welcome. It's very good to have you all.
Representative Nelson.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. In line with Shahad's beautiful prayer of raising people from the people to serve people, I request unanimous consent that the rules be suspended and former representative and chair of Ways and Means, Leslie Lewis, be granted the privileges of the House and floor.
Representative Nelson requests unanimous consent that the rules be suspended and that former representative and former co-chair of Ways and Means, Leslie Lewis, be granted privileges of the House and floor. Is there objection? Hearing none, so ordered. Representative Hannah.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. Colleagues, guests, please help me welcome today a group of folks over here on the side aisle. They are joining with the House Republican Caucus today as part of the Republican Leadership Day. They've had a tour and are meeting members, so please help me welcome them. Thank you, Mr. Speaker.
Representative Hunt.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. I'd like to invite folks who are here for the House Democrats Emerging Leaders Day to stand. They are in the North and South galleries, and House Democrats extend courtesies to the House to you all. They come from across Oregon. Welcome to the Capitol.
Further courtesies. Messages from the governor. Messages from the Senate.
Mr. Speaker, I'm directed by the President to inform the Senate has passed House Bill 3303, 2537, 2864, 3046. Passed the following House measures as amended by the Senate: H.R. 50, H.R. 49, House Bill 2095, 2112, 2190, 2228, 2324, 2460, 2466, 2548, 2936, 2783, 3186, 2871, 2498. Concurred in House amendments and repassed Senate Bills 91, 153, 264, 440, 544, 641, 804. Mr. Speaker, I'm directed by the President to inform the assigned Senate Bills 16, 176, 215, 222, 261, 554, 716, 777, 985, 5525, House Bill 2002, 2022, 2051, 2075, 2093, 2158, 2345, 2386, 2390, 2401, 2475, 2567, 2606, 2620, 2624, 2665, 2666, 2667, 2679, 2708, 2744, 2776, 2993, 3067, 3089, 3096, 3291, 3414, and 3494.
First reading, memorials and resolutions. Standing committee reports. Committee report file has been distributed. Special committee reports. Special orders of business. Propositions and motions. Representative Roblin.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. I move the House concur in the Senate amendments to House Bill 2114 and repass the bill.
Representative Roblin moves that the House concur in the Senate amendments to House Bill 2114B and repass the bill. To your motion.
House Bill 2114B adds incentives to encourage landowner participation in forest stewardship program. The program was established to encourage landowners to exceed regulatory requirements to conserve, restore, and improve water quality for fish and wildlife habitat. The Senate amendments to House Bill 2114 clarify language related to what a landowner who prepares a stewardship plan may receive in return from the state. If a stewardship plan identifies specific voluntary landowner actions that exceed regulatory requirements, the State Department of Agriculture or the State Board of Forestry may agree to exempt landowners from future charges, changes to specific rules. The House Committee on Agriculture and Natural Resources discussed these provisions originally and recognized that they may need some further clarification. The Senate amendments address the issue. I urge your concurrence. And the Small Woodlands people and the Defenders of Wildlife worked on making these amendments that they all concurred on. It is a bill that passed unanimously on the floor originally after the amendments unanimously on the Senate floor, I urge your support.
Further discussion? Seeing none, Representative Roblin, do you wish to close? He does not. Those of the opinion the House concur in the Senate amendments to House Bill 2114 and repass the bill will vote aye. Those opposed, no. And the clerk will open the voting system.
Voting aye.
Representative Beyer, how do you vote? Votes aye. Representative Berger, votes aye. Representative McPherson. Representative McPherson is excused. House Bill 2114B, having received a constitutional majority, is declared repassed. Representative Riley.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. I move the House concur in the Senate amendments to House Bill 2203 and repass the bill.
Representative Riley moves the House concur in the Senate amendments to House Bill 2203B and repass the bill. To your motion.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. Colleagues, this is about the payday loan bill, which extends the regulations to Internet and out-of-state lenders. In addition, it creates a database to keep track of those folks who are making these loans. The Senate amendment makes it clear that database is not required to be created, but is allowed to be created by the department. And it also makes it clear that the fees for non-payment are collectible by those agents. I urge your vote and I hope that we pass this bill. Thank you.
Further discussion? Seeing none, Representative Riley, do you wish to close? He does not. Those of the opinion that the House concur in the Senate amendments to House Bill 2203B and repass the bill will vote aye. Those opposed, no. And the clerk will open the voting system. Representative Thatcher, for what purpose do you rise?
I think I may need to declare a potential conflict of interest.
Please state it for the record.
I have a family member who is in the business of making some consumer loans.
It is noted for the record. Representative Roblin, how do you vote? Votes aye. House Bill 2203B, having received a constitutional majority, is declared repassed. Representative Schaffler.
Mr. Speaker, I move the House concur in the Senate amendments to House Bill 2284 and repass the bill.
Representative Schaffler moves the House concur in the Senate amendments to House Bill 2204B and repass the bill. 2284B and repass the bill. To your motion.
House Bill 2284B exempts public employees from a break in service under PERS if they are reinstated after a successful challenge of a disciplinary or administrative action. The Senate added the requirement that the PERS member must accept reinstatement within 1 year of the judgment or settlement. The amendment was supported by both the PERS Coalition and the PERS Employer Alliance. I urge your vote.
Further discussion? Seeing none, Representative Schaffler, do you wish to close? He does not. Those of opinion the House concur in the Senate amendments to House Bill 2284B and repass the bill will vote aye. Those opposed, no. And the clerk will open the voting system. Colleagues, as you can see, if I can have your attention, please. You can see we have a slight malfunction in the electronic world. So we're going to reset the clock and retake the vote. So again, those of the opinion the House concur in the Senate amendments to House Bill 2284 and repass the bill will vote aye. Those opposed, no. And the clerk will open the voting system. Representative Scott, how do you vote? Votes aye. House Bill 2284B, having received a constitutional majority, is declared passed. Representative Barker.
Mr. Speaker, I move the House concur on the Senate amendments to House Bill 2311 and repass the bill.
Representative Barker moves the House concur on the Senate amendments to House Bill 2311B and repass the bill. To your motion.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. Colleagues, this bill is just the Senate amendments kind of update a little bill that had to do with people in it who are incarcerated paying interest on judgments. The interest runs for 20 years, but we found that it started when the person went into prison. They would then come out owing a tremendous amount of money. This starts the toll at the end of the prison sentence so they can come out and then begin paying the interest. It will help not only the person who's paying off the judgment, but also the people collecting it. It's a good amendment and should pass.
Further discussion? Representative Crummell.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. Question of the carrier.
Question of the carrier. Does the carrier yield?
Yes.
The carrier does yield.
Thank you, Representative, and thank you, Mr. Speaker. So if I understand your comments correctly, Representative, if a person is incarcerated, then the interest is not going to accrue while they're incarcerated. So there really is not a financial penalty on them, and the expectation that they would be using whatever monies they make while they're incarcerated would not have to then go towards the payment of restitution in this particular kind of a case, correct?
Representative, thank you for that question. The interest wouldn't be being paid. They could pay the principal down a bit. But the interest doesn't kick in until you're out of prison. I apologize. I just was handed this. Representative McPherson was unable to be here this morning. This was his bill.
Further question, Mr. Speaker.
Additional question of the carrier. Does the carrier yield?
Yes, I do.
Thank you, Representative. I understand kind of the... tough box that you're in here by being handed this. So what incentive then is there going to be? Because there's not really necessarily going to be a requirement that the person that's incarcerated use prison earned funds to pay the restitution. And if the interest does not accrue while they're actually incarcerated, what becomes the incentive for them to go ahead and pay the restitution while they're incarcerated?
Well, if they're able to pay, they usually do pay. What this was intended to do is not to have them come out of prison with a huge build-up bill. We also changed it so that the clock on the interest actually starts when you get out and goes for 20 years from that date. Now, there was some concern that if it was merely a 20-year clock that started, as the original bill said, when you were incarcerated, a person who served 1 year then would have 19 years of payments. A person who served 20 would never pay anything because if they didn't pay while they were in. And this way, there will actually be more money coming back. There's incentive to pay it because they pay it down, then there will be less interest on the bill at the end. Judiciary Council's on the way.
Okay. Further question, Mr. Speaker? And if the representative wants to wait until, if it's okay with you and wants to wait until council gets here, that's okay with me, but I know you like to keep...
Additional question to the carrier? Does the carrier yield?
He does.
He does yield.
Thank you, Representative. So if I understand from your previous answer correctly, then, irrespective of how much time a person is incarcerated, they have 20 years to repay the restitution from the time that they get out of prison. And so so by removing the interest from that time, so let's say a person was sentenced to a 7-year sentence, the interest wouldn't start accruing until they leave incarceration, and they would still have 20 years after that time to pay off their restitution.
Is yep.
that, so in essence, a person on a 7-year sentence, it would end up being 27 years with only 20 years of interest accruing. Is that correct?
I believe that's correct. We had testimony represented that said they're not paying interest now while they're incarcerated, so this was just kind of a cleanup and to be sure that there was a period where they would be paying that payment, but also so that they wouldn't, so the bill wouldn't be so high when they got out, they would just give up and, you know, decide they couldn't pay it and then have to go through all the attempts to collect it. It was a cleanup that was supported by the Judiciary Association for Oregon Counties, the League of Oregon Cities, Oregon Collectors Association, the Judicial Department, Oregon Justices of the Peace, and Oregon Municipal Judges Association.
Further question of the carrier?
Further question of the carrier. Does the carrier yield?
Yes.
He does?
Thank you, Representative. Did Crime Victims United or any of the other crime victims groups by any chance weigh in on this from a standpoint of the on the Senate side and how they felt about this?
They did. Nobody opposed it, Representative. And this is not for restitution. This is for court payments. This is for fines that the court assesses. The restitution is under a different statute for crime victims. And that's a 50. We put a 50-year limit on that so that it would be, they would get paid back. I'm sorry I didn't explain that starting out.
Okay. Thank you. Thank you for that clarification. Thank you, Mr. Speaker.
Thank you.
Further discussion? Seeing none, Representative Barker, do you wish to close?
Just calling, this was a cleanup. It's a good bill. It should pass. Thank you.
Those are the opinion that the House concur in the Senate amendments to House Bill 2311B and repass the bill. Will vote aye. Those opposed, no. And the clerk will open the voting system. Representative Nelson, how do you vote? She votes aye. Representative Jensen, how do you vote? He votes aye. House Bill 2311B, having received a constitutional majority, is declared repassed. Representative Minnis, are you on this bill? Representative Minnis, for what purpose do you rise?
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. I pushed the wrong button. I would like to be a no on that.
Representative Minnis changes her vote from aye to no. Representative Nelson.
Yes, thank you, Mr. Speaker. I should have given you a no vote also.
Representative Nelson changes her vote from aye to no. House Bill 2311B, having received a constitutional majority, is declared repassed. Representative Hanna.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. Permission to return to courtesies, please.
Representative Hanna asks for unanimous consent to return courtesies. Is there an objection? Please go ahead.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. I appreciate that. Colleagues, guests, again, please welcome a group from Oak Ridge Elementary School from the city of Oak Ridge. They've come from some distance. They are fourth graders with their leader, Mary Barnett. Thank you for being here and welcome. Have a great day. Thank you, Mr. Speaker.
It's a pleasure to have you all. Are there further courtesies? Representative Dingfelder.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. I move the House not concur in the Senate amendments to House Bill 2723 and a conference committee be appointed.
Representative Dingfelder moves that the House not concur in the Senate amendments to House Bill 2723 and that a conference committee be appointed. To your motion.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. This bill, House Bill 2723B, deals with illegal lots. We had quite a bit of discussion in our committee. It moved over to the Senate. There was a Senate amendment added that had some unintended consequences. Thus, the conference committee is needed to fix the slight glitch that was created by the Senate amendment, and thus the conference committee.
Further discussion? Representative Dingfelder, do you wish to close?
No.
She does not. Those of the opinion that the House not concur in the Senate amendments to House Bill 2723 and that a conference committee be appointed will say aye.
Aye.
Those opposed, no. The motion to not concur in the Senate amendments to House Bill 2723 and that a conference committee be appointed is declared adopted. Representative Buckley.
Mr. Speaker, I move the House concur on the Senate amendments to House Bill 2848 and repass the bill, please.
Representative Buckley moves the House concur on the Senate amendments to House Bill 2848A and repass the bill. To your motion.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. Colleagues, House Bill 2848 is a bill that originally came from the House Education Committee on behalf of Representative Gelser. It presents a modified high school diploma for students who would qualify for it. It passed the House, went over to the Senate. The Senate decided to amend it to clarify what that modified diploma would be for students who would not qualify for the regular high school diploma. The Senate passed it on a unanimous vote, and I believe we should do as well. Thank you, Mr. Speaker.
Further discussion? Representative Buckley, do you wish to close?
No, thank you, Mr. Speaker.
Those of opinion that the House concur in the Senate amendments to House Bill 2848A and repass the bill will vote aye. Those opposed, no. And the clerk will open the voting system. Representative McPherson, how do you vote? Votes aye. Representative Dallum? Votes aye. Representative Burley? Burley votes aye. Representative Minnis? Aye. Representative Rosenbaum? Votes aye. And Representative Schaffler? Votes aye. Representative Schaffler votes aye. House Bill 2848A, having received a constitutional majority, is declared repassed. Representative Rosenbaum.
Mr. Speaker, I move the House concur in the Senate amendments to House Bill 3120 and repass the bill.
Representative Rosenbaum moves that the House concur in Senate amendments to House Bill 3120B and repass the bill. To your motion.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. House Bill 3120B in its original form made a few changes to the process of applying for and certifying marriage certificates that would require delivery of the completed marriage application and records to the Center for Health Statistics, require the person performing the marriage to deliver the records within 10 days, and make some other technical changes. The Senate did make one significant change to the bill that gives men in Oregon the same rights as women in Oregon, namely that if you get married and you wish to change your name to the name of your spouse, you will now, under this bill, have the ability to take your spouse's name or to adopt a hyphenated version of your two names combined. Right now, Oregon men do not have that right. They have to go to court and get a court order if they wish to take their spouse's name or have a hyphenated name. So this is basically, I think you could see it as a men's lib bill, and giving Oregon men the same rights as Oregon women. I would urge your aye vote.
Further discussion, Representative Maurer.
Mr. Speaker, a question of the carrier.
Question of the carrier. Does carrier yield?
I do.
Carrier does yield.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. On page 7 of the bill, section 12, language that was deleted says in lines 2 and 3, upon entering into marriage, either person may retain the prior surname, and either person may resume the person's prior legal name during the marriage. And on the Senate side, that language was deleted, and some additional language below was added. And I guess I just don't see the need for that language. Can you give me an explanation as why I should support this bill? Because I see that as a kind of as an unneeded add.
Thank you for that question, Representative. Right now, the language in the law allows people to retain their current name or to revert to a prior legal name during the course of the marriage. The new language actually specifies that either party may take the other party's name or change or retain their current name or also adopt a new name that would be a combined version of the names that the two of them wish to be known by after the marriage. And essentially, the change that I spoke to earlier, that in six other states, men do have the ability to take their wives' names without getting a court order to do so. This bill, because of the gender-neutral language, makes it clear that now men would also have the ability to adopt the other spouse's name or to adopt a hyphenated combination of the surnames of both parties. That apparently, though it's not spelled out in current law, if a woman does that, can happen automatically. But if a man wishes to do it, he has to go to court and get it formalized in that way. And I think the thing that's also not addressed in this bill, but I can show you a copy of this, is that it will add a line to the marriage certificate where people specify what name they wish to be known by after the marriage is solemnized.
Clarification?
A clarification. Does Carrie yield?
I will.
Carrie yields.
So we're adding a line to the marriage license, which is not a part of the bill. And I looked at the fiscal impact and said this was not going to have a fiscal impact. Would that change the fiscal impact, having to reprint those licenses?
Representative, no, because those forms are being in the process of being redesigned at this time, and the county clerks had apparently already worked out adding this line without any additional cost. So the answer to the question is no.
All right. Thank you, Representative. To the bill.
To the bill.
All I want to say is that I'm not sure that these amendments are needed, and I voted yes in its original form, and I believe I'll be a no today. Thank you.
Further discussion, Representative Lim.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. Would Carrier yield a couple of questions?
Question of the Carrier. Does Carrier yield?
I do.
She does.
Thank you. Thank you very much. My question is the second page on the line 1, in the standard form of application and license, why should they include previous marital status of each applicant? If they married 2, 3, 4, 5 times before, this is a private matter. Why should that include it in the license of this private matter?
Thank you for that question, Representative. Actually, I think if you look up at lines 18 through 20, the language is just being moved. It's already the case in current law that all of that information, including the previous marital status of somebody applying for a license, is required when you're applying for a marriage license. I could only speculate, but I assume it's probably to ensure that we don't have people who are currently married to somebody else then applying and also getting married again. So, but that is existing law. It doesn't change in this bill.
Thank you. Additional questions?
Additional questions? Carrie Yield?
I do.
Thank you very much, okay. And the same page, line 7 and 8 says, neither you nor your spouse is the property of the other. I just want to make sure my wife tells me do that, that, that. It seems like I'm the property of the wife. And why, you know, it should be that way.
Well, thank you, Representative. That is existing law, but I think that there are some things where the laws of man cannot override the powers of a woman. So.
Okay. Thank you very much. And another question, Mr. Speaker?
Additional question of the carrier. Do you yield?
I do.
Okay. Page 3, line 21, and that whoever officiate of the marriage, they need to complete of the certificate, and it should be reported in 10 days. And do you believe this 10 days is enough? It used to be 30 days. Now it's limited to 10 days. And such as the pastors and the monks, and that, you know, they might not have enough time in 10 days. Can you clarify that? Or have you discussed in your committee?
Thank you, Representative, for that question. Actually, there are currently two different statutes, one of which requires the forms to be delivered in 10 days, and the other says 30 days. So this was just a change to make it clear that the 10 days is the one that applies. That's already what is being, in practice, observed.
Okay.
So.
Additional, one more question.
Additional question of the carrier. Does carrier yield?
I do.
Carrier does.
Okay. Line 7, page 7, line 4 says, neither the same line of question, and the representative from the South, either party may retain the party's surname prior to the marriage or change the party's surname to the surnames of the other party. And if I take my wife's name, which is Park, do I become the Mrs. Park?
Representative, I don't believe that the Mr., Ms., Mrs., Miss part of your name is actually spelled out on your marriage certificate. That is simply a form of address, and you would be able to be referred to as, I think, any title you wish to use, just like doctor or reverend or any other title. So.
Okay. Mr. Speaker, I do appreciate for the answering my questions, and to the bill.
To the bill. And colleagues, I think our conversations are getting a bit loud, so if you can carry them outside and give Representative Lim your attention, it would be great. Thank you.
I think there's a couple of flaws in this bill, such as 10 days. There has been a 10 days and 30 days in the statutes. Now it's shortened to 10 days. I don't believe 10 days is long enough. And It is not 10 working days. It's strictly 10 days. I don't believe it 10 days is long enough, and so that's one of the reasons I'm going to vote against this bill. And a second reason, current statute allows that take their names change to either parties by their court action. This simply allows each any one of them take the either party. That's fine with me. But to me, traditional family ways is the American way. I think that's the current system is the best system. Just giving, you know, either party take the names, I don't think it's the best idea. Because out of these two concerns, I'm going to vote no on this House Bill 3120B. Thank you very much.
Further discussion, Representative Cameron.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. A question for the carrier, please.
Question of the carrier. Does Carrie yield?
I do.
She does.
Thank you, Representative. Was there any discussion on the, I'm looking at my notes. Was there any discussion on the Senate side when this amendment was made based on other forms within the state and in private business that used the reference maiden name? And I believe maiden is a female or female reference. And what the need to change all those forms as well as the private implications.
Thank you, Representative. I was not present when the Senate heard this bill, so I can't with certainty say what was discussed. But the term maiden name does not actually appear in our statute that we're amending here right now, so I would assume they probably did not discuss that. And I would also just point out that this bill doesn't change the fact that right now, you know, women can retain their current name or change their name to the name of their spouse if they wish to do so, but the bill does spell out that now either party to a marriage would have that ability without having to go to court to do it.
Thank you for the answer. To the bill.
To the bill.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. Colleagues, I understand that this law today in our state allows a woman to keep her maiden name, but what this is going to do is now allow a man to keep his, I'm not sure how you refer to it, his maiden name. And there's a lot of forms in our state, in private business, when you go out to fill out applications, and those all specifically say for a maiden name. And my concern is that if a man keeps or takes his wife's last name, there is a potential for maybe now if I'm going to fill out an application as a male, that it says it asks for my maiden name, and I'm not sure that that is the right reference for a man's previous name. So I think that this is going to create a lot of confusion in an already confused society.
Representative Thatcher.
To the motion.
To the motion. To the bill.
On the staff measure summary, it says this resolves conflicts with House Bill 2007 regarding establishing requirements and procedures for entering into domestic partnership contracts between individuals of the same sex. Folks, this was my bill. This was my bill. It started out as a real clean, simple bill. Came out of the House talking about marriage certificates. And when the supporters of 2007 came along at the beginning of the session and before it was even given a bill number, they said this bill was not going to interfere with marriage statutes. You know, first thing, we get a very simple bill talking about allowing county clerks to coordinate the time of getting their certificates back from the ceremony, and now we're having to do conflict amendments of 2007. I'm just telling you, this is not what it started out to be, and I will be a no.
Further discussion? Seeing none, Representative Rosenbaum, do you wish to close?
Just briefly, Mr. Speaker, I would just point out that the only reference to the changes in 2007 are simply that when any change is made to an application, license, or record of a marriage or now a declaration of domestic partnership, that that document does have to be forwarded to the state registrar. It's really a change just in terms of document filing, and so I think the other changes in the bill are pretty straightforward. As to the concerns that this will encourage more men to take their wives' names and disrupt the system, I think, you know, this is the 21st century. Right now, we do have a lot of people choosing to change their name when they get married. A lot of people, like myself, choosing to retain the, I think the term is surname, the same one that they have right now. I doubt that this will change the practice. It just means that Oregon men will not have to go to court to get the same rights that Oregon women have automatically. So I would urge your aye vote. Thank you.
Those are the opinion of the House. Concur in the Senate amendments to House Bill 3120B and repass. Representative Thatcher, for what purpose do you rise?
Thank you. I just wanted to put it on the record that I'm removing my name from this bill. Thank you.
So noted. Those of the opinion that the House concur in the Senate amendments to House Bill 3120B and repass the bill will vote aye. Those opposed, no. And the clerk will open the voting system. Representative David Edwards, how do you vote? Representative David Edwards votes no. Representative Cannon, how do you vote? Votes aye. Representative Shields, votes aye. Representative Patty Smith, how do you vote? Votes aye. House Bill 3120B, having received a constitutional majority. Representative Lim, for what purpose do you rise?
I'd like to declare the conflict of interest.
Please go ahead and say it for the record.
I have a license to officiate marriage in Multnomah County.
It is duly noted.
Thank you.
House Bill 3120B, having received a constitutional majority, is declared repassed. Representative Barnhart.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. I move the House. Wrong script.
Representative Barnhart, can you pause for just a moment? Representative Barnhart, I failed to notice my note, which was that I needed to call upon Representative Scott first, if you don't mind.
Thank you.
Representative Scott.
I have your script. Thank you, Mr. Speaker. We would request unanimous consent for a recess for the purpose of a Republican caucus.
Representative Scott asked for unanimous consent to have a recess of how many minutes?
10 minutes.
10 minutes, and is that on the floor?
Yeah, it'll be on the floor, please.
On the floor for purposes of the Republican caucus. Is there an objection? Hearing none, House stands in recess.
Order. The clerk will call the roll.
Barker, Barnhart, Berger, Berger Beyer, Bonamici, Boone, Boone Boquist, Bruin, Buckley, Burley, Burley Butler, Butler Cameron, Cameron Cannon, Clem, Cowan, Dallum, Dingfelder, Chris Edwards, Chris Edwards, David Edwards, Esquivel, Flores, Flores Galizio, Galizio Garrard, Gilzer, Gilzer Gilliam, Gilman, Gerard, Greenlick, Greenlick Hannah, Holvey,
Hunt, Jensen, Comp, Kotek, Krieger, Crummel-Lim, McPherson, Maurer, Minnis, Morgan, Nathanson, Nathanson-Nelson, Nolan, Olson, Reed, Richardson, Riley, Roblin, Rosenbaum,
here.
Schaffler, Scott, Shields, Greg Smith, Patty Smith, Thatcher, Tomei, Wisnet, Witt, Mr. Speaker, not answering, Berger, Burley, Butler, Chris Edwards, Gilzer, Greenlick, Crummel, Nathanson, Shields, Wisnet, Richardson, excuse for business, Burley.
Members, when we recessed, we were under the order of propositions and motions. Representative Barnhart.
Thank you, Madam Speaker. I move the House reconsider the vote by which it failed to concur in the Senate amendments and repass House Bill 2235.
Members, if you could please keep your conversations down. It is a little hard to hear in here. Representative Barnhart moves that the House reconsider the vote by which it failed to concur in the Senate amendments and repass House Bill 2235. To your motion.
Thank you, Madam Speaker. Yesterday there were questions raised about this bill and the way in which it affects the change in revenue. I would remind the body that the purpose of this bill is to conform the way in which we do calculations to a similar system than to the way in which we do other calculations. And I urge that the motion be passed and that the bill be passed. Thank you, Madam Speaker.
Further discussion? Representative Barnhart, do you wish to close?
Do we have everybody? All right. Madam Speaker, I do not wish to close. I would respectfully request a call of the House.
Representative Barnhart requests a call of the House. He is joined by Representative Buckley, Representative Riley, Representative Tomei, Representative Barker, and Representative Roblin. The doorkeepers will bar the doors, the sergeant-at-arms will attend, and the clerk will call the roll.
Barker, Barnhart, Berger, Beyer, Bonamici, Boone, Boquist, Bruin, Buckley, Burley, Butler, Cameron, Cannon, Clem, Cowan, Dallum, Dingfelder, Chris Edwards, David Edwards, Esquivel, Flores, Galizio, Gerard, Gilzer, Gilliam, Gilman, Gerard, Greenlick, Hannah, Holvey, Hunt, Jensen, Comp, Kotek, Krieger, Crummel, Lim, McPherson, Maurer, Minnis, Morgan, Nathanson, Nelson, Nolan, Olson, Reed, Richardson, Riley, Roblin, Rosenbaum, Schaffler, Scott, Shields, Greg Smith, Patty Smith, Thatcher, Tomei, Wisnet, Witt, Mr. Speaker, not answering, Burley, Cannon, Clem, Schaffler, Witt, Mr. Speaker, excuse, not subject to the call, one, Richardson.
All members are present. Representative Butler, for what purpose do you rise?
Madam Speaker, I rise to declare a potential conflict of interest.
Please state your conflict.
This is a very, very extremely complex bill, and the motion before us, whether it passes or fails, I stand as a tax preparer to make a lot of money on this bill.
Representative Butler declares a potential conflict of interest. It shall be noted for the record. Those who are of the opinion that the House should reconsider the vote by which it failed to concur in the Senate amendments and repass House Bill 2235 will vote aye, and those opposed, no. The clerk will open the voting system. Representative Boone, how do you vote? Votes aye. Representative Clem, how do you vote? Votes aye. Representative Gilliam, how do you vote? Votes no. The motion, having received the required majority, is declared adopted. In compliance with Mason's Manual of Legislative Procedure, Section 468, Subsection 3, the question immediately recurs on the motion to concur in the Senate amendments to House Bill 2235 and repass the bill. Those who are of the opinion that the House should further discussion. Representative Barnhart, do you wish to close? Oh, excuse me, Representative Barnhart, just one moment. Representative Butler, you're in the queue?
Yes.
To the bill?
Again, this is a motion to reconsider the vote by which, there we go, concur in the Senate amendments. Thank you. Madam Speaker and colleagues, make no mistake about it, number one, the issue before us with regard to the amendment made in the Senate is very complex. I think that our economists would agree that it is not a simple subject. After working for various hours on trying to figure out ways that we could explain this to one another and come to some agreement, my discussion with the economist is that either way this comes out today, there, number one, is a net increase in tax to Oregonians, and unfortunately the overall issue of rebasing is, and this rebases part of the formula under which Oregon will calculate its standard deduction. And your standard deduction and my standard deduction and the standard deductions of our constituents as a result of this rebase to the national consumer price indexing level actually changes and reduces the amount of standard deduction which will be available not just now but into the future that rebasing occurs. Now, the only time that that it does not increase the tax of Oregonians is in the years in which we have deflation or in the years in which there is no inflation, and at that particular point the rebasing makes little or no difference. But you'll notice in your SMS report that what happens is that this bill in fact does now raise $14 million that it didn't previously raise. And so my petition is that you look very carefully what this will do to your constituents in the rebates. Now, this isn't some surreptitious method of just raising taxes. This was, in fact, something that we did address in 2001 with regard to most CPI indexing as it relates to the Oregon tax code. But we did not rebase at that time, and the Senate felt it was a wise thing to do and recognized that it does, in fact, raise taxes. Thus, we have the Senate amendment before us, which in fact raises taxes. Now, I'm told that the bill did not start off to raise taxes, therefore it is not a revenue-raising bill, therefore it does not require a three-fifths majority. But the fact that it does raise in the next two biennia $14 million is a pretty good indication that it will raise taxes now, and it continues to raise taxes on those folks that we represent who must use the standard deduction because they don't have enough itemized deductions. They don't own their homes necessarily. They don't pay a lot of other kinds of interest that would be deductible or taxes which would be deductible or have a lot of medical expenses which would be deductible, thank heavens. So I'm anxious about what we are voting on today. I have from pretty good source that it should not require a three-fifths. However, I am not in possession of a legal opinion that indicates that this should not have otherwise required a three-fifths majority. And again, make no mistake about it, this is a very complex issue. And finally, Madam Speaker, I need to declare another conflict of interest.
Please state your conflict.
Again, if we do not pass a reconnect, which is a part and parcel of this bill, then that is the Accountants Full Employment Act. If we repass it and change the basis under which we will be calculating and rebasing the standard deduction from this point forward for individuals in Oregon, that will make me some money too. So either way, thank you very much from the tax preparers of Oregon.
Representative Butler declares a potential conflict of interest. It shall be noted for the record. Further discussion? Representative Barnhart, do you wish to close?
Yes, thank you, Madam Speaker, I do. The good representative from District 60 is correct that a failure to pass this bill would be a full employment act for people in his profession, because it would mean that Oregon would remain attached to an earlier version of the Internal Revenue Code, and therefore changes that have been made by Congress in recent years would not be reflected in Oregon tax law. So it is important that this bill be approved. I want to talk a little bit about the rebasing issue that we've been discussing in the last couple of days. Note, please, that before 2001, the deduction was fixed. There was no change for the CPI. In that year, bills were passed that did, in fact, add the CPI to this and other ways in which we calculate tax items. But because of the order of the bills, we adopted for this particular purpose an older method that is no longer used by the Internal Revenue Service, nor is it used by any other of the provisions that in which the Oregon Department of Revenue now uses for rebasing other items of the Oregon tax code. This bill is a simplification bill, and the change made in the Senate will improve the simplification. I would disagree on one point that the good representative from District 60 made. The change will be calculated by the department, and it will be included in the information in the tax form. There will be no CPI action needed. No action needed by tax professionals in order to apply these changes. These will all be done internally in the department. Please note that changes in brackets, changes in the personal exemption credit, are calculated now using the formula that is proposed in this bill. And again, I urge an aye vote. Thank you, Madam Speaker.
Representative Roblin asks for a call of the House. He is joined by Representative Barnhart, Representative Holvey, Representative Reed, Representative Kotek, and Representative Buckley. The doorkeepers will bar the doors, the sergeant-at-arms will attend, and the clerk will call the roll.
Barker, Barnhart, Berger, Beyer, Bonamici, Boone, Boquist, Bruin, Buckley, Burley, Butler, Cameron, Cannon, Clem, Cowan, Dallum, Dingfelder, Chris Edwards, David Edwards, Esquivel, Flores, Galizio, Garrard, Gelzer, Gilliam, Gilman, Gerard, Greenlick, Hannah, Hannah Holvey, Hunt, Jensen, Comp, Kotek, Krieger, Crummel, Lim, McPherson, Maurer, Minnis, Morgan, Nathanson, Nelson, Nolan, Olson, Reed, Richardson, Riley, Roblin, Rosenbaum, Schaffler, Scott, Shields, Greg Smith, Patty Smith, Thatcher, Tomei, Wisnet, Witt, Mr. Speaker, not answering. Mr. Speaker, excuse, not subject to the call. One, Richardson.
All members are present. Those, Representative Wisnet, for what purpose do you rise?
Thank you, Madam Speaker. I kindly request an oral vote call.
Representative Wisnet requests an oral roll call vote. He is joined by Representative Thatcher, Representative Flores, Representative Nelson, Representative Butler, and Representative Garrard. Those who are of the opinion that the House concur in the Senate amendments to House Bill 2235 and repass the bill will vote aye as their names are called, and those opposed no. The clerk will call the roll in alphabetical order.
Barker, Barnhart, Berger, Beyer, Beyer, Bonamici, Boone, Boquist, Bruin, Buckley, Burley, Butler, Cameron, Cannon, Clem, Cowan, Dallum, Dingfelder, Chris Edwards, David Edwards, Esquivel, Flores, Galizio, Garrard, Gelzer, Gilliam, Gilman, Gerard, Greenlick, Greenlick, Hannah, Holvey, Hunt, Jensen, Comp, Kotek, Krieger, Crummel, Lim, McPherson, Maurer, Minnis, Minnis, Morgan, Nathanson, Nelson, Nelson, how do you vote? Nolan, Olson, Reed, Richardson, Riley, Roblin, Rosenbaum, Schaffler, Schaffler, how do you vote? Scott, Shields, Greg Smith, Patty Smith, Thatcher, Tomei, Wisnet, Witt, Mr. Speaker, Voting no. Berger, Boquist, Bruin, Burley, Butler, Cameron, Dowlam, Esquivel, Flores, Garrard, Gilliam, Gilman, Girard, Hanna, Jensen, Krieger, Crummel, Lim, Maurer, Minnis, Morgan, Nelson, Olson, Scott, Greg Smith, Patty Smith, Thatcher, Wisnet, excused, 1, Richardson.
Representative Nelson, you are in the privilege queue. For what purpose do you rise?
Yes, Madam Speaker, a point of clarification.
State your point.
Doesn't this measure require a 3/5 vote?
Representative, the determination is made prior to the bill coming up for third reading, and according to the relating clause, the bill does not require a 3/5 vote. Representative Gelster, for what purpose do you rise?
Thank you, Madam Speaker. I request return to the order of courtesies, please.
We'll do that as soon as we're finished with this vote. The vote is 31 aye, 28 nay. House Bill 2235, having received the Representative Nelson, you are in the privilege queue again.
Yes, Madam Speaker, another point of clarification.
House will stand at ease for just a moment. The House will come back to order. House Bill 2235, having received the constitutional majority, is declared repassed. Representative Gelser requests unanimous. Representative Kremel, you are in the privilege queue. For what purpose do you rise?
Point of order, Madam Speaker.
Please state your point.
So it is the ruling of the chair that the question posed by the representative from McMinnville is out of order. Is that the case?
Representative, after consultation with Legislative Council and Legislative Revenue, the relating clause of the bill did call for a simple majority, not for a three-fifths vote. So 31 is the majority that was called for, and that is what the bill had.
Another point, Madam Speaker?
Please state your point.
So the final vote on the bill was, because that was a roll call vote, and I don't believe it was announced to the body what the final tally on the vote was.
The vote was 31 aye, 28 no.
Thank you.
Representative Nelson, you are in the privilege queue. For what purpose do you rise?
Thank you, Madam Speaker. A point of clarification, please.
Please state your point.
Yes, it's my understanding, and I just would love to hear the concurrence of our speaker, that the only way that the decision on this original clarification can really be justified is if this matter goes to the Oregon Supreme Court. Is that correct?
Representative, as with any other matter, if there is an individual who has legal standing, they could contest this decision through the court system. That is no different from anything else that we do here. Representative.
Madam Speaker?
Yes, Representative Nelson.
Okay. It was my understanding from the consultation with Legislative Council and Legislative Finance that it would be a matter for the Supreme Court. Is that correct? As any revenue base is totally unknown as to the amount it will generate, whether it's a cigarette package or a rebasing.
Representative Hunt, for what purpose do you rise?
Madam Speaker, I request unanimous consent that the rules be suspended so I might serve notice of potential reconsideration of the motion to concur and repass House Bill 2235A.
Representative Hunt requests unanimous consent that the rules be suspended and that he be allowed to serve notice of possible reconsideration on the motion to repass House Bill 2235. Is there objection? Seeing none, the rules are suspended. Representative Hunt, your notice, please. Please state your...
I serve notice of possible reconsideration of the motion to concur and repass House Bill 2235A.
Representative Hunt, having voted on the prevailing side, serves notice of possible consideration on the repassage of House Bill 2235. Notice is served. Representative Hanna, for what purpose do you rise?
Thank you, Madam Speaker. I move the House recess for the afternoon until this afternoon.
And Representative Nelson, you are in the privilege queue. For what purpose do you rise?
Yes, thank you, Madam Speaker. I wish to thank the House for this notice that was given by the representative regarding this bill. It is most appropriate, and thank you very much.
Representative Hanna has moved that the House recess until 4 p.m. today. That is not a debatable motion. All those in favor will say aye.
Aye.
All opposed say no.
No.
Chair is in doubt. All those in favor will vote aye. All those opposed no. The clerk will open the voting system. Members, just a moment. We are resetting the voting machine. Those of the opinion that the House should stand in recess will vote aye, and those opposed no. The clerk will open the voting system. The vote is 28 aye, 31 no. The motion to recess fails. First reading of House bills.
House Bill 3563, Relief and Public Safety Strategies Task Force, appropriating money and declaring an emergency.
Bills read the first time are passed to the Speaker's desk for referral. Second reading of House bills.
House Bill 5001, relating to financial administration, the Oregon Advocacy Commission's office, appropriating money, declaring emergency. House Bill 2193, relating to devices regulated by the Department of Human Services. House Bill 2574, relating to mentoring. House Bill 3270, relating to elections.
Bills read the second time or passed to third reading. Representative Jensen, you're in the privilege queue. For what purpose do you rise?
Speaker, I move that grant unanimous consent to return to courtesies. I would like to introduce to the body the 2007 Pendleton Roundup and Happy Canyon Court.
Representative Jensen requests unanimous consent to return to the order of courtesies. Without objection, so ordered. Representative Jensen.
Thank you, Madam Speaker. It is with a great pride and some admiration that I present for you to you today the 2007 Roundup Court and Happy Canyon Princesses. Ladies and gentlemen, I'd like to have you meet Tiffany Aliberti, who is 19 years old, a daughter
of Gary and Dixie. And Tiffany, I'm probably going to make a mistake on this. But Ackley, is that correct, or am I close? Ackley, thank you. She is a graduate of Walla Walla High School, now attends Walla Walla Community College, and is studying law and history. She's been in 4-H and served as a member of the Walla Walla Fair and Frontier Days in 2006. Her great-grandfather, Donald Jasper Ollinger, was an owner of a cattle ranch on Dry Creek near Weston, Oregon. And Tiffany has been riding horses for 16 years now. Donna Grieb, 22 years old, princess, is the daughter of Lana and Dan Grieb. She's a graduate from Touchette High School, attends Walla Walla Community College, and is studying marine biology. She was valedictorian in high school and an honor scholar and athlete and a member of the National Honor Society. She earned a National Merit Scholarship to college, where she's been on the dean's and president's list since then. She's been writing for now 17 years. Lisa Mayberry, a 20-year-old daughter of Mike and Patty Mayberry of Touchette, Washington. She's a graduate from high school, majoring in business administration now in Walla Walla Community College. Is in high school. She won numerous athletic awards and is a member of the National Honor Society. At college, she's earned a 2-year tuition merit scholarship. She has been writing now for 19 years. Beth Sullivan is the daughter of Walter and Deborah Sullivan of Echo. She graduated in 2006 from Hermiston High School. She's now studying agricultural business management at Blue Mountain Community College and Eastern Oregon University. And she was the queen of the 2003 Umatilla County Fair and has been riding horses now for 17 years. The queen this year for the Roundup Court is Whitney White, who's 21 years old, graduate from Dayton High School in Washington. She's attending Oregon State University, majoring in apparel design. At OSU, she's a member of the Honor Society and the Kappa Delta Sorority. Her great-great uncle, Roy Bishop, was the first Indian director for the Pendleton Roundup in 1910. The Bishop brothers, Chauncey, C.M., and Roy, were all inducted into the Happy the Roundup and Happy Canyon Hall of Fame in 1982. Her mother was the Roundup Princess in 1974, and her aunt, Melinda Bishop McCall, was on the court in 1970. And then for the Happy Canyon Princesses, Chelsea Dick, 19-year-old daughter of Lance and Heidi Dick of Pendleton, a member of the Confederated Tribes of the Umatilla Indian Reservation. She comes from a long history, a long line of Happy Canyon royalty, including her great-grandmother, Marie Dick, her dad, Lance, who participated in the Happy Canyon Night Show for 15 years as one of the chiefs. Chelsea's involvement in the night show included participating in the wedding scene as a bride, a role that was inherited from one of her aunts. In 2002, Chelsea won first place in the American Indian Beauty Contest. She is currently attending Mount Hood Community College, or she has attended Mount Hood Community College, is working now for the Confederated Tribes of the Umatilla Indian Reservation Head Start Program. In the near future, she hopes to re-enroll in the community college and go on to obtain a degree in web page design. And finally, Monise Moses is a 20-year-old daughter of Judith Moses and Brian Connor, both of Pendleton, and is enrolled member of the Confederated Tribes of the Umatilla Indian Reservation. Manisa also comes from a long line of Happy Canyon royalty, including her mother, who was a princess in 1971, and many aunts and cousins. She, too, has been involved in the night show at Happy Canyon since she was 7 years of age. And in 2000, she won second place in the Junior American Indian Beauty Contest. She's a 2004 graduate of Pendleton High School and has attended Lane Community College, is currently employed at Temescal Cultural Institute, and plans to continue her education at a four-year university when completing there. She'll be focusing on dramatic arts and ethnic studies. Colleagues, I present for you the Roundup Court and Happy Canyon Princesses of 2007.
Welcome to all of you and congratulations. Further courtesies, Representative Nolan.
Thank you, Madam Speaker. Colleagues, please welcome. They were here. I don't know if they're still here. The fifth grade class from Riverdale Elementary School in my district, which includes two cousins who are related to
members,
the representative
please...
from West Lynn. Thank you.
Thank you. Representative, courtesies are extended. Members, if you could please keep your voices down. It is noisy in here. Further courtesies? Further courtesies, Representative Tomei.
Thank you, Madam Speaker. I just want to comment that today is Farmers Insurance Be a Hero for Babies Day. They are supporting the March of Dimes, have they been for 20 years, and they're hoping to raise $2 million today. Be a hero for babies.
Further courtesies, consent calendar. Third reading of House bills. The clerk will read the bill.
House Bill 1519, relating to financial administration of the Department of Education, appropriating money, and declaring an emergency.
The question now arises upon third reading and final passage of House Bill 1519A. Representative Galizia.
Thank you, Madam Speaker. I move House Bill 1519 be made a special order of business immediately following the order of business of special committee reports on Tuesday, June 12, 2007, if we aren't already there yet.
Representative Galizia moves that House Bill 1519 be made a special order of business immediately following the order of business of special committee reports on Tuesday, June 12, 2007 calendar. Debate on this is limited to the timing of the special order, not to the substance of the bill. Representative Galizia, to your motion.
Madam Speaker, I think just in the interest of time, it would be useful to move that bill to that date.
Further discussion? Representative Kremel. And I will just mention again to the members, debate on this is limited to the timing of the special order of business, not to the substance of the bill. Representative Kremel.
Question of the carrier, Madam Speaker.
Question to the maker of the motion?
Yes.
Question to the maker of the motion. Does the motion maker yield?
No, thank you.
He does not.
Well, then in that case, Madam Speaker, thank you. And
To the motion?
To the motion. This is the Department of Education's budget, and there is no reason for us not to discuss this today and get this moving on through the system today. I think that holding this off until next week, this along with the state school fund, all we're doing is delaying letting the school districts and the department know for the next fiscal year how much they're going to have to budget, especially the school districts. And so I would object to the motion that this be held until June 12th. We should deal with this bill today. Thank you, Madam Speaker.
Further discussion? Representative Maurer.
Madam Speaker, to the motion.
To the motion.
I have a local school district, Three River School District, which is in the county. And 2 weeks ago, there was an article in our paper about their inability to complete their budget because they don't have the information they need. This district is a district that is in a declining enrollment area, unlike my city school district, which does very well. They struggle each and every year.
One moment. Representative Hunt, you are in the privilege queue. For what purpose do you rise?
Madam Speaker, this is not germane to this motion, leave alone to this bill. This is not the K-12 bill.
I remind the Speaker that debate on this motion is limited to the... Representative, I will recognize you as soon as I rule on the member's point of personal privilege, and I will remind the Speaker that debate on this motion, and we are in debate at the moment, is limited to the timing of the special order of business. Debate cannot go into the substance of the bill, which is being, the timing is being discussed.
Madam Speaker, I believe that the content of my conversation is about the reason for the motion.
Thank you, Representative. We will allow you to continue, but there has been a call of the House. Representative Wisnett asks for a call of the House. He is joined by Representative Hanna, Representative Dallum, Representative Crummell, Representative Flores, and Representative Maurer. The doorkeepers will bar the doors. The sergeant-at-arms will attend, and the clerk will call the roll.
Barker. Barnhart. Barnhart Berger. Byer. Bonamici. Boone. Boquist, Boquist Bruin, Buckley, Burley, Butler, Cameron, Cannon, Clem, Cowan, Dallum, Dingfelder, Chris Edwards, David Edwards, Esquivel, Flores, Galizio, Garrard, Gelzer, Gilliam, Gilman, Gerard, Greenlick, Hanna, Holvey, Hunt, Jensen, Conk, Kotek, Krieger, Crummell, Lim, McPherson, Maurer, Minnis, Morgan, Nathanson, Nelson, Nolan Olson, Reed, Richardson, Riley, Roblin, Rosenbaum, Schaffler, Scott, Shields, Greg Smith, Patty Smith, Thatcher, Tomei, Wisnett, Witt, Mr. Speaker, not answering, Barnhart, Boquist, Krieger, Nolan, excuse, not subject to the call, Richardson.
All members are present, and one moment, please. All members are present, and Representative Maurer has the floor.
Madam Speaker, I appreciate the opportunity to continue my speech.
Just one moment. Representative Wisnett, you are in the privilege queue. For what purpose do you rise?
Thank you, Madam Speaker. I request suspension of the rules so I can suspend the call of the House.
Representative, it is not in order to suspend the call while another member has the floor. When he has finished speaking, you can do that.
Thank you, Madam Speaker.
Representative Maurer, you have the floor. Representative Maurer.
Thank you, Madam Speaker. Sometimes when you're a mushroom in the cave and you don't see the light, you don't know what is going to happen in the next couple bills, because it is absolutely vital that we pass the K-12 budget. And I thought this was the beginning of a series of motions to move them over. And I have been assured by the good representative from Clackamas County that that is not the case. Therefore, I will stop talking.
Representative Wisnett.
Thank you, Madam Speaker. I kindly request we suspend the call of the House. Unanimous consent.
Representative Wisnett requests unanimous consent that the rules be suspended and that the call of the House be suspended. Is there objection? Seeing none, so ordered. Call of the House is suspended. And Representative Scott.
Thank you, Madam Speaker. I request unanimous consent for purpose of Republican caucus.
Representative Scott moves that the House recess for purposes of a Republican caucus for how many minutes?
We think 30
for
or less.
Half an hour. Representative Hunt? Representative Scott moves that the House stand in recess for 1/2 hour for purposes of a Republican caucus. Without objection, the House is in recess.